Blow the horn. Let's go.
Everything that we do every day, we want to be a champion.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's so blessed to play football.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama,
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Don't let the judge play against you and make his ass quit. That's our framework. That's our MO as a team.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline. Zone.
This is a mauling, folks, a mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to the Alabama Football Podcast. Tom, we're back for the 2012 preseason extravaganza. This time we're looking at running backs. I'm just going to kick it off with a little subtle comment here. I think this is the best stable of running backs that I've ever seen at the University of Alabama. Why don't you take it up from there?
That's a pretty strong comment because there's been a stable of horses at that position for quite a while. I'm pretty impressed with the resumes of these guys, but there's definitely some question marks. I mean, Eddie Lacy has had some injury issues during his career. He didn't show the ability to shake off that ankle sprain last year. Obviously, D. Hart comes in as a highly touted guy, and then he gets hurt, and we don't even see him last year. We get excited about T.J. Yeldon in the A-Day game. I think there's big things coming from him. But on the surface, when you compare a Trent Richardson and what he meant to this team, I mean, we've talked about this. I told you a long time ago that I felt like Trent Richardson was one of the best tailbacks that's ever come through Alabama. And so take nothing away from these guys. There's definitely going to be a drop-off at this position.
Well, I think both of those can be true. I think Trent can be one of the best running backs that's ever come through Alabama, and I certainly don't disagree with that. But I think this stable, when you look at the – I'm not saying we have the top end that equals, but I think if you go through the depth of this, I think the depth that we have here and the multiple the capability to be multiple with the varied skill sets that we have, I think this is the best stable that I've ever seen. I think Eddie Lacy, healthy, which – we're assuming that to be the case. I think he's a 1,200-yard back from the word jump. I think he can elevate or escalate from there. I don't think we've seen him really be the sole tailback, and I think that he can be a beast carrying the ball.
I'm with you, but just to address that for a second, Trent Richardson and Mark showed the ability to play through injuries. Eddie Lacy has not showed that
well,
yet.
Well, I'm going to combat that because I don't think he missed any. He missed some playing time last year, but I don't think he missed a game. He was, you know, maybe one.
Trent Richardson had to carry the rock a lot later into games last year because Eddie Lacy was not able to get the carries.
Eddie played, though, and I think that he's going to have some mental resolve this year that he is going to play. I think he was interviewed and spoke exactly to that point, that he's prepared himself to play even if his toe's not 100%. I think Eddie Lacy plays. I think he's our leading rusher this year, but I think the depth of talent that we have. Jostin Fowler, we kind of know who he is. We know what he is. He's a battering ram for late in games.
Wouldn't you agree that he's going to be the same thing this year? I see him plugging the same spot for our team.
I do too.
Bruising fourth quarter, wear your ass out back.
I see us putting him into motion some more. I see him moving from maybe a fullback position into a halfback position. I see us being more multiple with him and more versatile. He came out of high school with a high reputation for his hands and being able to catch the ball. So I think we use him differently, but he still has that role as the bruising back in the fourth quarter, just roughhousing the defenses. I don't think that goes away. D. Hart received a high degree of praise last year. Saban was strongly touting him before he went down, and there was some speculation, you and I talked about it as well, that he could have come back late last season. We just made the decision to preserve his redshirt, which was proved not to be a bad decision. T.J. Yeldon, I think the sky's the limit for him.
He was pretty impressive in that A-Day game.
Running back is one of those positions, and we see it in the NFL, and we see it in college too, where it's an instinct position. If you know which hole to go through, and you have instincts how to run the ball in traffic and recognize the holes and perform, that you can come in, you can plug in, and you can play. We see freshman running backs in the SEC compete, and we see rookie running backs in the NFL come back and come in and compete. And I think T.J. Yeldon is that kind of guy. I think he can come in, and with his instincts, he can play and he can perform as a freshman at Alabama. Behind the offensive line, he can behind this offensive line, he can most certainly compete in the SEC.
Well, I have a doozy for you. I think T.J. Yeldon jumps over D. Hart, and he's your backup. He's your number two behind Lacy 4 or 5 games into the season. Well, no offense to D. Hart, but he's 5'9", 190. Now, obviously, there's been some small backs who have made a big paycheck in the NFL that have showed the ability to be a 5'9", you know, get down low center of gravity, hard to take down. But I think T.J. Yeldon, to your point right now, he's 6'2", 216. And I think he just – I mean, he showed the ability in that A-Day game against a very talented first and second string defense to bounce outside and to bruise inside the tackles. And so that's what really impressed me about Yeldon, is he showed the ability to basically play well with his pads both inside and his ability to bounce outside. To your point about instinct, that's just something you don't see a lot in freshmen.
Well, you make a good point, and we could say this about any of our offensive players, but I think it's specific or it's more tangible for a freshman. In the spring game and in fall camp, in scrimmages and fall camp, there are players who will see the best defense that they'll see this season in our own practices. And when you go ones-on-ones, which we did in A-Day, we're less apt to do that when we get further into our preseason camps. But the point remains, he may have seen some of the best defensive players that he will see. And
he units, still put up 100 yards.
Especially units, and he still performed well. You answered the question, but let me pose the question. When we know that Lacy's the starter, if he's healthy, I don't think that's a question. And so when we say who's the backup, I want to contextualize that. When we get to the third or fourth possession of the game, when we start to bring in that next guy, there's always situational. But when you get to that third or fourth possession and you bring the next running back in, who is that running
Yeldon.
Back? I knew that you would answer the question. I wanted to put it out there because that's how I'm approaching that question as well. You know, last year it was a pretty defined. It was Trent, then it was Lacy, and then later in the game it was Fowler. And so I think it's Lacy. It's later in the game. It's still Fowler. Who's the next guy?
And D. Hart's the specialty guy.
Is it Hart or is it Yeldon? And I agree. I think it's Yeldon as well. Now, I think we're likely to see D. Hart in the game. I think we're likely to see him flare out into the slot.
Big mismatch position. In open space, big time.
I think we have and this is where we talk about multiple, and this is talking about just being creative. And some of this, we talk about it. Some of it we see, some of it we don't see. But I could see a situation where we roll out 4 running backs, and we've got a situation where maybe we're running a power eye, but then we shift out a D. Hart into a flanker or a slot position. We shift out a Nudie or Fowler into a fullback or really a tight end position, a halfback position, and then we still got an eye with Yeldon and Lacy. I'm not saying that we're going to see that necessarily, but I just think we have the opportunity to be so multiple that we can bring in personnel groupings and it'll look like, what the hell are we doing with so many running backs on the field? But those running backs can split out into so many different positions, and then all of a sudden we're so versatile. What are we going to do with all those players? Are we going to play them traditionally? Or are we just going to do something crazy, an end around or something different? I just think we have a high degree of multiple. You know, when you look at the types of players, the big bruising back like a Fowler, a smallish sort of scat back like a D. Hart, and then you have a Lacy and a Yeldon that are maybe more of your traditional running backs. I just think we have a lot of versatility there. And that's before we even get into a Blake Sims, who is spending time at quarterback this fall camp, and a freshman, another freshman, Kenyon Drake. I think pretty clearly he's
a redshirted. Yeah.
I agree with that.
But even T.J. Yeldon, real quick. I mean, we talked about him bouncing out. We talked about him playing low with his pads and running inside the defense at the A-Day game. But let's not forget he caught a pass over the middle and scored a touchdown on it, just outran the linebackers.
Right.
And so I think both him and D. Hart, to your point, their ability to catch the ball, Eddie Lacy and Jostin Fowler are not going to be catching many passes. Yeldon and D. Hart are going to be able to do that just fine. No offense to the other two guys, but those two guys have shown the ability to catch the ball very well out of the backfield.
Well, I think Fowler's likely to catch some balls, and you and I, you know, potentially disagree a little bit on that. I kind of like the old style football when you throw to the fullback a little bit, and not that we use a traditional fullback, but I think some passes in the flat to Fowler. I think if you get Fowler in the flat with a ball, he's a big dude, and I think he can scare some DBs. That's kind of where I go with that.
Okay.
Let me ask you some tactical questions here. Who are our top two leading rushers? Number one and number two, in order.
Number one's going to be Lacy if he can stay healthy. And, you know, with that toe injury, he just wasn't able to shake it off. I think if Lacy can't stay healthy, then our number one is Yeldon. I think our number two is Fowler. If Lacy can stay healthy, then Lacy is number one and Yeldon's number two.
Yeah, I agree with that. When we get into other positions, this type of question maybe has a little more nuance. I think it's pretty straightforward at running back. I agree with Lacy than Yeldon. Let me throw this at you. I think I know where you're going to go, but who's the leading receiver from the backfield? And so not a player that's split out or not a player, not a running back that's moved to a slot or a halfback position, but from the backfield, who's the leading receiver?
I'm going to surprise you here, but I'm looking forward to with the new offensive coordinator, and while he's going to work in Saban's system, I think he is going to try to bring some of his philosophy from Washington. I think that's going to be D. Hart.
Okay.
I would like to see, we've always talked about multiples, I would like to see out of the traditional backfield, 6-7 times a game, D. Hart create a huge mismatch with the linebacker.
Okay. No, I did not see Hart coming, so I like that. I think it's Yeldon from the and I'm being intentional there. I think it's from the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so who is, you know, 3 yards back from the quarterback at the snap of the ball and then receiving the yards. And so I think it's Yeldon. You think it's Hart. And so I think that's
Let's do your thing, man. Let's put McCarron in the shotgun, Yeldon on one side, Hart on the other side.
Sure,
pick your poison.
Well, I think there's a tremendous opportunity for, you know, that type of variability and multiple looks and personnel groupings on offense, and I think we're quite likely to see that. Let's do the confidence interval on a scale of 1 to 10. How confident are you in this position?
This one's going to also be an 8. And it's just because of the talent that we have at that position. I don't want to commoditize the position, but, you know, if one guy goes down, these other guys can carry the rock. And so I just feel confident that if Lacy went down in game two, if Lacy went down in game two, that between Jostin Fowler and Yeldon and Hart, we'd be just fine. I mean, these guys could start on other SEC rosters.
Yeah, I think we have a number of guys that could start on other SEC teams, and so I completely agree with that. I'm going to go a little bit higher than you this time, and I'm giving this an 8.5. Again, I've already said I think this is the best stable. I want to be very careful, though, that's best stable of backs that we've seen that I've seen at Alabama. And then the reason I don't even go higher than 8.5 is that Lacy is not Trent. If we had Trent instead of Lacy in this position, then not only would we have depth, but we would have a higher ceiling in terms of our number one guy. And so I'd go a little bit higher than 8.5. But I feel 8.5 is where I am at this position as we are now. Now, so Tom, I think that wraps up the running backs for the Alabama Football Podcast 2012 Preseason Extravaganza. Roll Tide. Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a Roll Tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach?
Aye.
Of course. Roll Tide.